Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/AcrossAmerica.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Welcome back into Sports Talk. I'm happy to be joined now by Mark Weiser, Georgia beat writer for the Athens Banner Herald. How you been, Mark?
Doing well. How are you?
Doing great. Anxious for some early morning baseball tomorrow. LSU matching up against Georgia to open the SEC baseball tournament. Know that the Bulldogs just had Charlie Condon, no surprise, honored the SEC Player of the Year. But there are also two other Bulldogs honored tonight.
Yeah, a couple other guys, made the All-SEC team as well. There's a bunch of guys up and down this lineup. A couple of good starting pitchers as well that really carried this team to the position they are, looking really great for a regional bid and in contention for a super regional.
Looking at, obviously, Charlie Condon's season, just talk about what makes this kid so special. I know that his stats speak for himself, but what is the player like?
I mean, it seems like the perfect guy to have around your clubhouse. You never hear a bad word about him, and kind of goes about his business. And Wes Johnson, the former LSU pitching coach that came in, as the new head coach this offseason, he's really taken advantage of Charlie and played him in all three outfield positions. Mostly has played him at third base, but against Florida this weekend, he was at first base. So I don't know if it's part of it is kind of showcasing his ability for the next level, but also lineup flexibility to have different guys in the lineup for matchups.
We're going to get into their pitching staff here in just a second here, Mark, but I want to get your thoughts on just the offense in general, because there are some gaudy numbers that you're looking at. I mean, number two in the SEC in batting average, number two in home runs, only one behind Tennessee. They have 140, and I know that Condon takes up 35 of that, but that's still, a lot of production from the rest of the lineup. Some guys that stand out, Corey Collins is hitting .361, 18 home runs and 52 RBI. Slate Alford, a transfer from Mississippi State, 16 home runs, 63 RBI. It's a deeper lineup than just Condon. It's an elite offense top to bottom.
Yeah, I mean, you mentioned those guys. Then you have Colby Branch, another transfer with 15 homers. Dylan Goldstein from Florida Atlantic has 12. And Trey Phelps, who missed several weeks with an injury, is a freshman. Super talented. He has 9 homers, was SEC Player of the Week a couple weeks ago. I think Branch was down like in the 8 or 9 hole this weekend in some of the games. So, from the top to the bottom. And the interesting thing with Corey Collins is they've been batting him most of the time recently as a leadoff hitter with a guy with 18 homers. Leads set a Georgia record for hit by pitch, walks a lot, which is great for Georgia when you have Charlie Condon batting right after him.
Looking at this pitching rotation, you were talking about a little bit about some pitching here. What is expected for the Bulldogs game one? Has there been any kind of announcement? Because I haven't seen anything from Coach Jay Johnson yet on what LSU plans to do.
I guess both head coaches are kind of playing a coy.
Gotcha.
I think Wes Johnson's going to announce this evening in Hoover. They're practicing over there at the Hoover Met, kind of what his plans are. So, could be, one of several different options. I don't know what they're going to do. They could go back to Colton Smith, who started Thursday against Florida. But, you know, I think that the key thing for Georgia is they don't want to do anything that's going to mess with, you know, what they're going to have to lay out there and bring up for the regional the following week. That's the important thing. They want to, you know, just have everything set up so they can have their best arms ready at you know, the proper rest time. So we'll find out. Georgia's going to probably announce this evening after that practice who will start.
Tell us a little bit about the pitching staff here, Mark, because you're looking at it, once again, we talked about how elite this offense is for Georgia, but more recently, they've kind of made this late season surge, and I mean, I think they're kind of in the conversation to be a top eight national seed come the Field of 64 in a week. But I mean, a big reason for that has been kind of the emergence of their pitching staff. Like they're, you know, they've been pitching better recently, is what I'm trying to say. In those two weekend sweeps, obviously of Vanderbilt and South Carolina before, you know, they lost 2-3 to Florida, and Florida's offense kind of had their way in a couple of those games. But I mean, Georgia's pitching staff, they do have some names you mentioned. You know, Colton Smith, who's been super solid this year with a 9-2 record, obviously a 4.4 ERA. Leighton Finley's another guy. We talked with Todd Walker about that, you know, maybe he could be involved at some point too. But Georgia has some stuff to play for. This isn't just like, oh, they're going to go in and be done for it. Like, top eight national seeds within grasp, and I mean, they need this win almost as much as LSU does.
Yeah, it's interesting. I don't know, you know, if the committee will, how much they're going to put stock in what happens in Hoover, you know, how much they're going to look at the body of work. You know, when you have as many SEC teams that are going to get in the tournament and Georgia's RPI and strength of schedule are so good. But when you talk about the pitching staff, I think Smith had his second start of the season. He was coming out, you know, mostly out of the bullpen this year, had a career high strikeouts. It was like 11 or 12, you know, against Florida. You know, this weekend, and you know, Leighton Finley also, you know, has been really solid for Georgia. You know, 13 or 14 starts now, and it's been very consistent. And then they have another guy that, you know, maybe you thought of, you know, might have been the ace this season, Charlie Goldstein. He's had a couple of injuries. He probably is going to be available this week. I don't know if they're going to use him. It, like I said, they might want to hold him back, make sure he's 100% or as close to it for the regionals.
Looking at this Georgia squad, Mark, just curious, what would you say, if any, the glaring weaknesses on this ball club?
We mentioned the starters. It would be the guys coming in after them. The bullpen particularly looked like a glaring weakness this weekend against Florida. You know, Florida put up 19 runs in the last game Saturday, and, you know, some of the guys have just been getting pounded of late. You know, Christian Maragna was the guy that kind of made the rounds on social media, you know, allegedly maybe doctoring the ball. You know, he never got, you know, suspended or pulled out of the game, but people had cameras on him in the bullpen and you know, on the pitching mound. And since then, he's really had a rough time on the mound. I don't know if, you know, that got to him or what's gone on, but he hasn't been as sharp. And, you know, he's not the only one. They've had some guys on the middle and back end of the rotation that really need to step it up as the postseason rolls on here.
And then one of my last ones for you here, Mark, is looking at this matchup ultimately. I think that we would both agree that this is not going to be a 1-2 type of game or a 1-0 type of game, that you're going to be looking at an early morning long game in Hoover, Alabama, where you're probably going to see a score of somewhere around 7-6 or 7-8 or something like that. But I think it's going to be a really competitive matchup, just high scoring.
Yeah, you think so. I mean, it's hard to know. I mean, you know, the motivation for some of the teams. I mean, obviously LSU playing very good baseball now as the season has wound down. You know, whether, you know, they feel like they have something to prove still. I guess I saw one of the projections have them as a 3 seed. You know, do they think they have a chance to get into a better spot? You know, they seem obviously safely in the field now. And Georgia does have the ability to maybe nail down that super regional. So it'll be interesting to see, you know, if the balls do fly out. It's supposed to be pretty good weather from what they say in terms of no rain in the forecast until maybe later in the week. So, you know, Georgia certainly has done that a lot. I mean, they had during their 9-game winning streak, I think they had 6 straight games where they had 10 or more runs. So even when they gave up 19 against Florida, they ended up rallying and putting up 11 themselves. So anytime they go out there, they're a threat to send the ball over the fence.
I think it'll be a nice reunion as well, kind of an underrated storyline. Wes Johnson, who was the pitching coach with LSU last year when they made their run and won the national championship, his first year with Georgia, I mean, it's just been outstanding. I mean, what's kind of the fan reaction with what Wes has done in year one with the Georgia Bulldogs, taking them to a 39-14 record and the number six seed in the toughest conference in America?
Yeah, I mean, I think they're ecstatic about what's going on. You know, Scott Strickland was well-liked as the coach and, you know, got them into the postseason. They just could never get over the hump. You know, they had some very good teams with guys like Emerson Hancock, some other pitchers, Jonathan Cannon. Unfortunately for them, their best team might have been the 2020 team when COVID ended the season. Georgia, I think, was, you know, one or two at that time. You know, they hosted regionals in 2018 and 19, but never could push out of it. They never got to a super regional. So it's definitely a hungry fan base, and they love what Wes Johnson's brought. Even though he has a pitching reputation, obviously this has been a lineup that's done it with the long ball.
Mark, thank you for your time and helping us break down the Bulldogs ahead of tomorrow morning's game. Georgia beat writer for the Athens Banner-Herald, Mark Weiser. Check out his work there. And once again, thank you for the time, Mark.
Yep, enjoyed it. Good to be with you.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature, whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to or the succulents that adorn our homes. Nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly Auto Parts.